the biggest change we have is we don't have a jail. We got to get this resolved. If we lose our transport staff, and we've lost a bunch of them, and we're not getting applicants to replace them, if we lose those people, we can't transport our prisoners, what are we going to do with them? We're going to just sit and give our mess dealers a ticket in Mobridge and let them go? We're going to drop them off at Glennon? We're going to drop them off at Selby? What are we going to do with these folks? And if, based upon our shortages of our transport staff, we start getting sued because we can't comply with their constitutional rights in our transport process, we have a risk, a serious risk, that if we start having liabilities and our insurance company cancels us because we're not complying with their recommendations, we don't have insurance. If we get judgments on top of us that are not covered by insurance, the court can order that those amounts of judgments, whether they're $1 million, $500,000, $10 million, are taxed on top of our tax freeze. That's being paid for nothing.